The first time Farmer Ernst Borsum saw the VW Passat parked in an isolated patch of woods outside Oaf, a small village of 600 people north of Hanover, he thought it belonged to a jogger. But for a few days in a row, each time the farmer went out to irrigate his fields, he saw that the car was still there, leaves gathering on its hood. He called the police. Not far from the car, they discovered a fully charred corpse. Next to the body were the remains of a gasoline can. All vegetation in the surrounding 3 or 4 meters was black. The driver, the police concluded, had taken the gasoline can, poured its contents over himself, soaked the surrounding earth as well, and lit a match. He was consumed in flames immediately. Even if he had screamed out in pain, no one would have heard him. When he was found, he was lying face down, one arm under his stomach, another over his head. That was a sign that he might have changed his mind at the last minute and dropped into a roll to try to put out the flames. Or, if someone had done this to him, he might have been trying to save himself. He was wearing no shoes. It was, of course, Hagbard. The news of Hagbard's death brought the case of the hacker spies once again into the public view. West German magazines and newspapers carried lengthy speculative articles about the death. Just how sensitive was the material that landed in the hands of the KGB, and just who might have had an interest in seeing Hagbard dead? Could such a hideously painful death really have been the result of suicide? Unlike a drug overdose or suicide by gunshot, death by burning usually leaves the cause more ambiguous. One complicated theory began to make the rounds that Hagbard was murdered by a left-wing terrorist who had commissioned him to hack his way into state computers to retrieve information and wanted to kill him before he could talk. Hagbard's attorney, Johann Schwenn, regretted that he hadn't done more to help someone whose cries for help he had somehow failed to recognize. Schwenn didn't subscribe to the murder theories, but he was quick to lash out at the authorities whose only concern was to build their case, not to care for the troubled young man. Others began to conclude that Hagbard had been murdered, or at least pushed to his suicide by pressure from journalists and from the West German authorities, all of whom wanted something from him and had pursued it without regard for his condition. If Hagbard had been driven to suicide by his own paranoia, speculated one friend, he might have chosen self-immolation because he believed it would prevent his thoughts from being misused further. The fact that he died on the 23rd day of the month was also no coincidence. In the Illuminatus trilogy, 23 is a number of high significance. All the great anarchists died on the 23rd day of some month or other, explains one of the Illuminatus characters to another.